Right, let's start off with rugby. Springbok women performance coach Swayze De Bruin is tweaking his squad for their second test against the Black Ferns this weekend in the Mother City. Ayanda Malinga has been declared fit and starts on the left wing, while lock Danielle Lochner and hooker Lindalwa Gwala return to the starting 15. Fullback Biandre Dolph is another returnee to the side after missing the first test match, while Nadine Ruiz swaps out number 15 to number 9 and partners with fly half Libby Jansen van Rensburg. Coach Swayze De Bruin is excited to see how new combinations would play out as they prepare for the Women's Rugby World Cup.
So we made one or two changes in the team. That's partly due to injury, and secondly because I've got this little one or two more things. I just want to see how it's going to work with the combinations. And but we're virtually there. I think after Saturday we will have a brilliant idea where we are and what we want for the first game against Brazil.
And then the Holobet Sharks will be boosted by champs this weekend as they get ready to take on the Vodacom Blue Bulls in the Curry Cup. Yaku Williams will start in the wing, while Simpiwe Ngobesi, Matt Rimau and Simpiwe Moyo will start from the bench. This following their success with the junior box at the Under-20 World Championships. Experienced lock Corne Rall and flank Tino Mavisere pair in the forwards pack, with former Stormers prop Lee Marvin Mazibuko also returning to the starting pack as he came back from Racing 92 in France. That match at Loftus-Versfeld on Saturday kicks off at 10 past 5. And then bouncing over to tennis to close, Emma Raducanu's continued her good form by reaching the third round of the Canadian Open. Now the British number one claimed a straight sets victory over American Peyton Stearns. She says she's enjoying plenty of support in Montreal.
I see the Union Jack, so thank you. I saw that in some clutch moments, and I was actually born in Canada, so to come back and... So, yeah, I mean, for me, it means so much to be able to do well here, and I'm very happy to be into the next round.
Raducanu faces Wimbledon runner-up Amanda Anisimova next. Cameron Norrie dropped out of the men's singles after losing in three straight sets to Australia's Alexander Vukic. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Krah.